You are so beyond professional. Now, this is good on many regards, Elizabeth, that you are this professional. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Elizabeth from Gurney Mills filling in right now. We have Gurney's got it. I know I don't want to confuse anybody because on Friday, every other Friday, we've got Talking It Out
usually
with the Mall
here
with Elizabeth.
Right.
And on Thursdays, every Thursday, we've got Gurney's got it. So I don't want to confuse with the voices.
Like, I feel like I'm double dipping.
But this is, on many levels, this is good because Leah normally handles these because she's much more professional than me in this regard.
Mm.
Secondly, you have always wanted to be an interviewer. You want to be Katie Couric.
Yeah,
and
I did.
Thirdly, Colleen's a superintendent for a school, and that feels like a principal to me, and I get nervous because I was always sent to the principal. So
what he's trying to say is he's just going to take a back seat, put his feet up, and then Colleen, you and I are going to get to talk.
That's
I
great.
Ask the questions that make Lynn very nervous because they break script every time. So there will be one or two questions that break script, and that's my job.
Well, our guest in the studio today is Dr. Colleen Packett, and she is the superintendent of Gurney School District 56. And you're here to tell us about kind of what's happening behind the scenes, right? In the education industry and at the school district. So tell us a little bit about that.
So everybody knows that schools have had a different kind of a year. Past year has been very, very different.
Understatement.
Yes. And there's been lots going on behind the scenes, and it's really exciting that things are kind of opening back up.
Right.
And everybody's kind of getting a sense of normal. But we're never going to get totally normal until we can address the fact that folks got to come back to work.
Right.
And so right now, schools, not just Gurney District 56, but all school districts, are struggling with getting folks comfortable with returning to their jobs or coming back out and getting jobs. And that's going to prohibit us from even reaching normal from where we were pre-pandemic.
Got it. How many students do you have in your district?
My district is the smaller of the two districts in Gurney. We're on the east side of town, and we have just under 2,000 kids.
Well, that's not that small.
That's a lot. But people are still registering. Register your kids for school, folks.
Right on. So we came out of this pandemic, and it was a little wonky, and I think we're all ready to put that behind us. For sure.
So ready.
Right. So what are the opportunities maybe for folks that are looking for something and have thought, you know, I could do that.
Yeah. So many, many districts, including our district, have hired teachers.
Okay.
And additional teachers with some of the stimulus money that we have because we're all putting together learning loss programs for the loss that took place during the last 16 months when kids were learning remotely or weren't in the schools. And so we are putting together a program that requires teachers, but ongoing, it's more part-time jobs or hourly jobs such as custodians, library aides, instructional aides. But the big, big challenge right now for us is bus drivers.
Bus driver. I feel like that's every community.
I want to do that, but I want to be like Tommy from the movie Tommy Boy. I want to be like Chris Farley.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not good, Colleen.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know about that, but we'll at least interview you.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, there you go. Look
at least I got the interview.
You're like a warm lead.
Right. Yeah,
you're
yes.
a warm lead already.
Right.
I'm not so sure.
Anything can look better than me then. That's perfect.
You know what? The soundtrack on Wes's bus would probably be pretty rocking.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Sure.
I would be, I don't know. Like I'm like the mom seatbelt kind of lady.
We like those too. We like those. We like grandmas. We like grandpas. We like anybody who enjoys being around kids.
You make a good point. Like I actually, my dad recently retired and you know, he's been kind of ho-hum and like, oh, what do I do with myself? I don't know. And I'm like, you have lots of things that you can do. You could volunteer, but you know, he doesn't really like animals so much. I'm like, okay, don't do that. And he's a really handy guy.
Did a good job.
Yeah, I know.
My bus driver, that's the thing. We're just talking about both my younger kids are both in high school now. Mm-hmm. And my one is kind of a troublesome kid. I know you're going to be shocked by that. And in like fourth grade, the bus driver, he had the same one, it was a grandpa. And he's like, you are grounded until high school on this bus.
Ooh,
my son had to sit
snap.
Next to him for 4 years on the bus. Because he's like, you're grounded. You sit next to me all the time because you're going to cause trouble on this
bus.
That's the beauty of being a bus driver. If you stick with it, you can build relationships with kids. You build relationships with the families. The families get excited. With the pandemic, a number of retirees were working as bus drivers, and they opted not to come back.
I was going to ask so that's why there's the shortfall.
I think
then.
that's why there's a shortfall. Districts either own their own buses and run their own busing, or they use contractors.
Okay,
busing services.
So how does it work in
Gurney? Everybody is short drivers. We have our own busing.
Okay, okay,
and we share some busing, and we share a building with Warren Township High School. and Warren Township High School probably has bus driver shortages, as does Woodland. So if we want things to be back to normal, we need to have some drivers. And the state has also not lifted the restrictions on busing, so okay. We still can only have 49 kids on a bus.
Really?
Which limits the number of kids we can get on a bus.
I'm hoping. We still got, what?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
6 weeks, but the state hasn't released our guidance yet. So we're hoping that comes out here pretty quick. Because
I could borrow you my trailer.
Yeah.
Put some seats in a trailer.
If you'll drive it.
The trailer and the bus. I got the job. I'm telling you, I got the job.
You got an in. She's the superintendent. She's the super. This is your chance, right. Wes. When he's off the air. He could be an afternoon bus driver.
And we have driving. We have driving positions that are just morning. We have driving positions that would be AM, PM. That's our preference. But we're also going to be running late buses this year.
Okay.
So for kids who will be staying after school for some more of our learning loss programs.
Right, right.
So we need drivers.
Okay. So bus drivers, custodians, people doing, you know, kind of classroom work. So all of those things are opportunities.
And lunchroom supervisors. Lunchroom supervisors are a position that is kind of like a revolving door. And all of our buildings need bus driver or lunchroom supervisors, excuse me, 4 or 5 of them at each building all year long.
What kind of qualifications do people need to have for these roles?
For the in-school things, the instructional aides and those types of things, the principals will be looking for people who maybe have experience with working with kids, might have an associate's degree. We prefer a college degree.
Sure.
Sometimes teachers who aren't ready to go back into the classroom or just want to dip their toes in, that's a great thing there. Lunchroom supervisors, oftentimes back in the day it was moms, just want to get in on the house, get some pocket money. That still works. And then for bus drivers, we will train our bus drivers. We have trainers, and then you have to pass the state exam.
Sure.
But we'll work with people on that. If you have experience, we take people with experience. We recognize people with experience. So we'll do what we can to get you certified so that you can drive that school bus.
Wonderful. So how do people apply? I mean, if I'm somebody in the community and I think, okay, that sounds like that would work with my schedule, how do I go about applying?
So you can apply by going on to our website at www.d56.org under employment, or you can call the district office at 847-336-0800, and we'll get you all the information you need. How to apply.
Wonderful. Dr. Colleen Packett from the superintendent of Gurnee School District here. And we're so glad to have you. And I know that, you know, hiring is a challenge everywhere right now. But let's take care of these kids right here in our own backyard.
Thank you.
On the way next, we have Paula Smith from Riverside Cafe. Farmers markets.
I love it.
Who doesn't love farmers markets, right? It's everything about farmers markets on the way next on XLC.